got a new way of living my life since I've been
changed.
Oh yeah, I've got a new way of living my life since I've been
changed.
Oh yeah, I've got a new way of living my life since I've been
changed.
I've got a new way of living my life since I've been changed. Oh, yeah. I've got a new
way of living my life
since
I've been changed.
Maybe somebody feel like I feel. It's a mighty good feeling.
It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day.
Since I've been changed.
Since I've been changed.
I don't have to worry about my so-called ring.
It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day.
That grin in my face and tell lies behind
my back.
Since
I've been changed.
It's a mighty good feeling.
It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day.
Since the Lord came into my life.
Since I've been changed.
I can love the one that's always trying to bring me down.
It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day.
Since I've been changed.
Since I've been changed.
I don't have to worry about the one that's
all about me. It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day.
Since I've been changed, yeah.
Since I've been changed.
I know that no weapon shall form against
me. It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day.
So the Lord said it will take me every day.
Mighty good feeling,
mighty good feeling,
it's a 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 mighty good feeling
that I have.
Thank you. NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You are catching the wave.
Lord, I've come through the storms and the rain, and time after time in my life, I've overcome heartaches and pain, but I always kept faith in God, 'cause I knew somehow He'd make a way. Kept trusting, kept believing, and I always pray. You see, through prayer, God strengthened me and made me strong. Prayer gave me courage to keep on keeping on. Yes, it did. Salvation and prayer has been my shield, and if it's God's will, ain't no wound that prayer can't heal. Now you see, through prayer, God strengthened me and made me strong. Prayer gave me the courage just to keep on. know what that is to me. Oh, that's heaven. Oh, that's heaven to me. And here's another thing.
You ought to just hold on. Everybody gets sick sometimes,
and you can't get well.
Y'all don't like this kind of singing. But hold
on.
Somebody don't know who to hold on to. Yes, sir. To have faith, reach up y'all and
find up the road,
and then you can just hold
on.
Hold on, yeah. Say it all. Don't give up. I don't care what y'all say. I know that's all right.
You see y'all.
Oh, yeah, well. Look to the hill from whence cometh all your help, yet.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
yeah.
If you try,
you got to try.
And advice you don't should see.
I want to tell you who you try. It's all done by faith, y'all.
Tighten up the rope.
Hold on. I'm gonna sleep with y'all a little while, so don't pray about it, but
if you're sick.
See, don't ever leave Jesus. And you
can't get with.
Jesus said, hold on. He's talking to the saved folks. You saved folks, you know who I'm talking about. You see, everybody don't know what I'm singing about right now. But you saved folks, you know what I'm singing about. Somebody been sick out there tonight and the doctor told you that it couldn't do you no good.
But Jesus came in.
Yes, he did. If Jesus came in, let me see your hand. If Jesus came in, if you've been sick and the doctor said he couldn't do you no good.
You y'all know what you ought to do. Just you thought you wasn't all well.
I
would like to recommend somebody to you tonight.
I don't know no nothing else to tell y'all. I don't know nothing else to tell. done by faith. Don't play tonight, y'all. I said, who's known that it's done by faith? You can't do nothing if you ain't got faith. Am I right about it? Faith in who? Jesus! 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 Yeah, yeah. I forgot we were recording. Y'all got to forgive me, but I just know the law. Another thing, y'all, I've been saved. Yeah, I'm one of the old quartet singers that's been saved and sanctified. Did y'all hear what I said? And I don't care who knows. Yeah. Your hands together. What a wonderful, a wonderful change in my life.
chance. This is a song that my mama used to sing when I was a little boy. She would have us in the cotton field picking cotton. Oh, the sun was so hot. We didn't have no shoes on our feet. We didn't have no shirt on our back. That's when she realized that we need the Lord. We need Jesus. We need him every day. We need him every hour. Every step of the way. And I used to hear my mama sing a song that went something like this. Listen, if you please. I need thee. Whoa. I need thee.
Come on, let's say,
oh, I need you.
set free. There's been a revival
in my heart
since
you gave me a brand new start.
What a wonderful change.
Change has
come over me. Since I've been set free, there's been a revival
in
my heart. Give me,
since you gave me a brand new start.
What a wonderful change. Over me. Oh, I don't do the things I used to do. I just don't go the place I used to go. There's been a revival in my heart since you gave me a brand new start. What a wonderful change
has come
over
me.
What a wonderful
change has come
over me.
My soul.
Right here.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
showcase fellowship, inspire.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God.
Do it. like you said you would.
Right.
I know you have all power in your hand. I know there are more medicine in the hem of your garment than they have in all of the drugstores all over the world. And I know you're able, Lord, to heal right now. You don't have to come in person. All you've got to do, Jesus, is say the word, and it'll be done. Say, say, Jesus. Started out on this Christian journey, preaching the gospel, I knew my way was going to be hard. Because first of all, I got to save my own soul, and then I got to try to save others as well. But an old man walked up to me one day, and he said, son, your way is going to be hard. He said, because the first thing that people that you try to depend on, they going to be the one to try to tear you down. Listen. I made God a promise when I open up to let him in. If you free my soul from a burning hell, I won't let Satan in. Then I said, you know how much I can bear. Whenever I need you, you're always there. And another thing about it, y'all, listen. Sister Mary, she told me, she said, I know you get lonely sometimes. She said, doors of my house is always open. She said, just open up and come on in. Then she said, God knows we're human. We're going to sin. She said, now, why can't me and you be more than just friends? I said, no. Take a little drink. He said, just as long as you do it behind closed doors, no matter what the people think. Then he said to me, he said, God knows we're human. Are we gonna slip? He said, come by my house and we can have a little sip. I said, no.
You know I ain't gonna
I kept walking, I kept moving. Did you make that step makes up my need. I can't pay for that step my way. That dog makes up my need. I kept on walking, I kept on praying. I made it. I had to walk, had to come, I had to train, had to pray. I made it. The Holy Ghost said, did you make it? You make it.
Power, 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 crazy power, 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 Right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York. Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ, come and join right now, live, 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Let's go live.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hush. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. God, thank you for this opportunity to come to you this day. And Lord, I pray that your hand will be in the midst as thou prayest in the name of Jesus. Father, I come before you today asking you, God, to hear thy prayer. Thy prayer is for those that are listening and each and every heart around this world. For surely, Lord, we need you in our homes, our school, our jobs, on the highways, wherever we go. We need you to guide us, that we can humble ourselves before you, that we don't get caught up to the affairs of this world, but be steadfast and unmovable, abiding by your word and truth, seeking your face and praying in the name of Jesus. Glory, God. Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you, God, that you're placing your hands upon the eyes of people that have problems with their vision, and those that are going to get glasses, that the presence and power of your anointing is covering them right now in the midst of their forehead, even right now, all the way down over their eyes, removing all of the waste and everything that was hindering them and scales that were stopping them from seeing 20/20. That a miracle is taking place right now in the name of Jesus. That those that were in that situation about to go blind, but now they see. Surely, God, you allowed the blind man that was blind. You spit on the ground and balled up as it was like clay and placed it over his eyes, and he was able to see. Surely, God, the things that you do are unusual, and it seems as if it's crazy. But God, your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. That's why we have to be steadfast. That's why we have to stay focused in your presence. That's why we have to know that without a shadow of doubt and by faith that we can speak those things to be not as though they are. And when we begin to speak out of our mouth, life manifests. The presence of your power pours upon us. And it reaches the highest mountain. It reaches the lowest valley. It reaches on the inward part of us in the spirit realm of our belly where your spirit dwells within us. So, Lord, let us taste and see that the Lord, thou God, is good. Taste and see. Taste. Taste the presence of the Spirit of God. Taste. Oh, glory to God. Taste and see that the Lord thou God is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for allowing us to taste and see the presence of your Spirit lies upon us. The presence of your Spirit is in us, greater than the forces around us, because you let us know, God, that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world, the Lord Christ Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for holiness. Thank you for righteousness. Thank you for purity. Thank you for your presence. And your word. We need you in our homes. We need you in the schools. But there are young children each and every day going to school on buses, going to school on automobile, going to school walking. Lord, place your hedge of protection around them, that no harm or danger shall fall in their presence or come in the midst of them, that they are covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. O Holy Spirit, reign right now in the midst of us. May your word fall in the sanctuaries of the church, that souls will be set free in the that the lame will begin to walk, and those that have gone astray and have left the church and haven't been back, send forth your power, that conviction will fall upon them, that they won't be able to rest, because knowing, God, that they heard your word and it is causing them to receive conviction in their spirit, because they know the truth and you shall set them free. Your word will cause them to come in repentance. Your word will cause them to grow and know that no longer they are the old man, the new man has come. That they have taken up their cross and followed you. It is so wonderful, God, that we can talk to you, that we have that relationship with you, and that we have the assurance that whatsoever we ask in your name, that you are in the midst. Oh, Holy Spirit, hear that voice today. Touch the hearts of those that are in the rest home. Touch the hearts of those that are in the hospital for whatever condition, whatever symptom, the circumstances they are dealing with. It is a spirit. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ. Let the mind of Christ arise in the midst of this dying generation, that they can turn from their wicked ways. For Father, you said, then you will heal the land. But there must be unity, Lord. We understand what unity is. We understand that unity brings forth strength. But there is an adversary, the devil himself, seeking whom he may devour, and he come to steal, to destroy. But you came that we may have life, and that more and abundantly. And the enemy wants to keep us separated so we can't receive the strength and the unity that you have created for mankind. Father, I wish above all things that even thou soul prosper and be in good health. Somebody right now, God wants you to be in good health. Put the cigarettes away. Put them away. Those cigarettes are bringing harm to your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. It was he that made you and not you, we ourselves. Those cigarettes away. Throw them in the trash can. Flush them down the commode. Get rid of them cigarettes because it is bringing harm to your body. And the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you, you are polluting God's temple. The temple is on the inside of you, of Jesus Christ. And that temple that's on the inside of you, you're polluting the temple. And you can't see it on the inward side. You can't see the Spirit of God on the inside of you. The doctors can't see the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you, even with all of the equipment that they have. They still cannot see the Spirit of God. But rest assured that this day shall be a day of restoration. Rest assured that this day shall be a day of prosperity. Rest assured that this day shall be a day of healing. Rest assured that this day shall be a day of unity. Rest assured that this day shall be of celebration, because the Lord is good. He is so good. That's why we worship and praise. We worship and praise. We worship, we praise. We read his word. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's why, Lord, we understand that your word let us know that I beseech thee, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice. We got to sacrifice, Lord. We must sacrifice. Everything we have belongs to you. We are not our own, because it was you that made us, Father. Let us not get caught up with the groups and the clique, but let us get caught up with the relationship with Jesus Christ. And as we do begin to have that relationship, and as we begin to meditate upon his word day and night, we are feeding the spirit man. We are feeding our inward man. And is being renewed daily. So reach way down within yourself and out of your belly. In the name of Jesus shall flow rivers of living waters. Do you know the waters are running over? And it's running over into your children and your great-grandchildren? Those are sacrifices that we give to the Lord, that we sacrifice for others that are weak, because we are to bear the infirmity of the weak, that they may get strong. Be a doer of God's word today. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived, my brothers and sisters. God is not slack concerning his promises. God is not slack concerning his promises. Stand on the promises of God today. Stand on the word of God today, in season and out of season, praying in the Holy Ghost. And as you begin to pray, and as you begin to fast, and as you begin to read God's word, and as you begin to seek his face, do you realize that the angels are covering you?
I've got a new way of living my life since I've been changed. Oh yeah, I've got a new way of living my life since I've been changed. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got a new way of living my life since I've been changed. I've got a new way of living my life since I've been changed. Oh, yeah. I've got a new way
of living my life
since I've
been changed.
Maybe somebody feel like I feel.
I've got a new way of living my life
since I've
been changed.
Oh, glory to God. Try to do things on my own, but right now God has changed my life around, and he gave me a new start. Oh yes, he did. I've got a change in my soul. Oh, I got a change that made me whole. I've got a new way of walking around. It's a mighty good feeling.
It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day
since I've been changed.
Since I've been changed,
I don't have to worry about my so-called ring.
It's a mighty good feeling that I have.
Oh no,
every day.
That grin in my face and tell lies behind
since
my back.
Since I've been changed,
it's a mighty good feeling.
It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day
since the Lord came into my life.
Since I've been changed.
I can love the one that's always trying to bring me down.
It's a mighty good feeling that I have every day
since I've been changed.
Since I've been changed,
I don't have to worry about the one that's
mighty good
about
feeling me. That I have every day
since I've been changed. Yeah,
since I've been changed,
I know that no weapon shall form against me.
It's a mighty good feeling that
oh,
I have
yeah.
every day.
So the Lord said it will take me every day.
It's a mighty good feeling.
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 Come on, you want some of this?
You're the anointed one.